and I won't do it.
Well, you got a good reason.
And I'm at home. And I tell them I'm at home, and I said, when you get my age, you won't be at home too. I said, right now, y'all don't want to leave home. And I said, it ain't nothing, no, it ain't nothing I got against you. I love all of you. But I said, I love my home, and I love my neighbors. And, well, I just wish you'd forget them old neighbors and come on down. They say I'm wearing them today. But it don't bother me what to say.
What about a person that, you know, you just can't joke with him without him losing
well,
his temper?
Well, he's probably can't take a joke.
He's mighty.
He's just to touch it. And I know people like that. You can't joke with him at all, but he can joke with you all day. But you can't joke back.
Just doesn't have a sense of
it. He got no sense of humor about it. I hate to see them kind of people. I know plenty of them like that. And I can just take a joke any way you put it. Don't make no difference to me. Always good.
That's a pretty good perspective on that. Somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he was going to
get messed up. But they will. I know plenty of them that you can't do it with. You just can't do it. They can put out one themselves, but they don't want one put back out.
If somebody's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might tell them, well, now just
quiet down.
Or just keep
calm. I know I've got a cousin of mine. She's as sweet a person as you ever knew, but she cannot take a joke. And you better not put one out. You just better not do it, and I don't ever try. I don't ever try to have no fun with her, no way, shape, or form.
Just upset her?
It's just upset her. She's just that type, and I know it. And I don't do it.
I just never had taken myself that serious. Some people do that.
And I don't fool with it. You know, I'm a kind of person when I meet my folks, I love a lot of fun. And I have a lot of fun with all of them. But I know which ones to have with.
Yes,
any of them old boys, Louis, would come up here and we just have the biggest mess in the world going with one another, you know. Have the biggest time at all. And well, just anybody in the family comes in, and they enjoy coming in. And but now she's one I know not to do it, and she loves to come here. And she'll call me every 2 or 3 days and talk. But she's just a dry person, never has no fun. I can't see people going through life like that. Just everything. There's never nothing that she ever gets anything out of.
Be pretty grim.
I just don't like that. I love things that she can get something out of. Out of life.
I like to laugh every once in a while.
I do too. I like to laugh.
What about at the end of the day, if you've been working hard, you say, I'm just all
cooped out.
Or I'm all worn.
You're worn out. I was last night. I take a bath and thought sure I was going to get a good night's sleep and get on the right this night. But that stinker to live that just as sure as I need to sleep.
So you can count on her, huh?
I can count on her. But she just loves me to death, that old gal does. Ain't nothing worse she wouldn't do for me. She said, ma'am, if you hadn't answered the telephone, I'd have been out there in a few minutes.
Is that her right there?
No, that's her right there in the picture. No, that's my other granddaughter.
I mean, is she the one right there?
No, my other granddaughter.